yeah, this week is all about breathing. So we're going to hear this the music, we're going to move through the poses. We're going to make sure that we're really focused on breath. And welcome. And as we move through the poses with the breath, next week we'll add in like props, right? Doesn't mean that you cannot use your props or do the things that you would normally do in your own personal practice, but the foundations classes are going to keep building and building and building. And within probably, I would say, 12 classes, you will have this really solid foundation for your practice again. If you're here because you're a yoga teacher or doing yoga teacher training, you will see how we keep building layers and layers and layers so that you can also utilize this in your teaching. Alrighty, so let's begin in a nice, gentle seated posture of choice. Take a moment and just connect with the earth. Feel the mat beneath your body. Invite gentle, sacred space into your practice here. Yeah. And then just feel the breath moving through your body. Don't try to overanalyze the breath. Start to notice as you pay more attention to your own breath work, it becomes intuitively more intentional with every inhalation and every exhalation. You will invite in another component as you inhale. You'll feel yourself get a little lighter, as if you're floating. And as you exhale, you will feel yourself getting more grounded, more connected. And just focus on that for the moment. Inhale lightness, exhale groundedness. I am going to add some music into the practice, and we are going to start to acknowledge the sounds that come. And we're going to find a beat in our own way where we can connect the breath with the beat. Don't overanalyze or get too caught up in the listening, but rather just hear it, feel it, react to it. This might get a little bit louder than you're expecting so that our Zoomers can hear it as well. So take a moment here, acknowledge the beat. The most important component of a yoga practice is prana, the pranayama practice, the breath. See if you can hold a nice neutralized position in your body. But if your body gets tired, take an exhale, release your body, let everything get heavy. And as you inhale, you draw your attention through your body, through your spine, through your side body, and you allow yourself to lengthen yet again. And you can take those moments where you can hold the pose that you're in, easy pose. It's a nice seated calm pose. If you want to add a layer to your practice, you can draw your hands to your heart center. You can place both hands over your heart. Maybe one hand on your heart, the other on your belly, or more advanced variation if it's already in your practice. And let's reconnect with the beat. Let's add on another layer. Let's see if you can allow some thoughts to come into your mind, thoughts of gratitude, thoughts of connection, thoughts of love and patience. Choose your thoughts. I'm allowing the Zoomies to see you all in the audience. I hope that is okay instead of it being focused just on me. No. Noticing if you are having any challenges in your breathing as thoughts come in your mind. And that is okay too. It's rather, can you bring yourself back to the beat, to the breath, to the connection of your body pressing into the earth, to your intentions, your thoughts of gratitude. And this, my yogis, is what we want to do throughout movement as well. You're going to notice how you're going to have challenges throughout your practice. But bring yourself back to the breath, the earth beneath you, a thought of gratitude, whichever one works for you, and then the others shall follow. Yes? All right. Well, hello. And now we're going to start to invite some gentle movement. We're just going to move the body. So wherever you are, maybe the hands come atop of the knees, palms facing down, and then just move the body intuitively, maybe making big circles in both directions. Once you start moving the body, let's bring the awareness back to the earth beneath us. If you do not want to make big circles, you can simply sway from side to side like a gentle breeze. You can simply just move the shoulders or wiggle the fingers even. Just invite movement into the body. As you're moving, see if you can reconnect with the earth beneath you. Draw back in the breath to the beat. And see if you can also invite those thoughts of gratitude into your practice. Maybe noticing how you lose a little bit of breath when you're listening to the sound of my voice or a thought comes into your mind, and then you reconnect that breath back. And again, this is when we start to invite a moving meditation. This is the purpose of asana, which is the poses. If at any time you're practicing, you can't reconnect with your breath, bring yourself back to a nice gentle pose. That could be down dog, child's pose, easy pose where you're at currently, so that you can reconnect with your purpose of yoga. No matter what your teacher, your guide, your instructor is doing, you can always catch up in another down dog, right? Remember your why. All right, yogis, we're going to slowly bring ourselves back center. We're going to walk our fingertips forward. We're going to start to tuck our chin toward our chest, release our head toward the earth. Let the shoulders get heavy. You can stay up on your fingertips. You can drop your palms. You can relax into this as much as you can. If your hips are not in the mood for this just yet, make a gentle variation for your body here. Maybe the legs lengthen. Maybe the bottoms of the feet come together. Maybe your hands are not stretched out as far toward the top of your mat. This is another component of your personal practice, is honoring your body. Since it's snowing outside, I could say we're all like each and every one of those snowflakes. We are all different, but yet beautiful, and collectively, we make it hard for Albuquerque drivers. Okay, good. I still have it. Yeah? Okay. Just checking. Reconnect with the components of your practice. Yes? Feeling the earth beneath your body. Feeling the breath moving through your body. Allowing some thoughts to come into your mind, but trying to control those thoughts in such a way that they're filled with gratitude instead of your grocery list. Making a sacred personal practice, honoring your body, checking in with what your body needs. Maybe you're a little dehydrated, a little tired. Maybe you feel amazing and your body is just functioning at its fullest vibration, its fullest capacity today, highest polarity. Whatever it is for you, just check in. And this too is what you should do as you transition from pose to pose. Just taking a moment. You'll get used to taking a split second to connect with each of those thoughts. Now we're going to slowly roll it over so that we're in all four. Take your time arriving. Hands are right under the shoulders. You can decide to spread those fingertips or glue them together, pressing the palms into the mat. You can bunch your mat into the palms of your hands and release any tension in your wrist. And just take a moment and feel the position. This might seem like a simple position, and it is, but it's also a very foundational position in yoga asana practice. You are like a perfect bridge with beautiful pillars right under your body, your hands, your knees, whatever's touching the earth. Take a moment and acknowledge what parts of your body are pressing into the earth right now. Yeah. Now we're going to move the body with breath through cat-cow. We're going to take a deep inhale. And as we exhale, we're going to press the earth away from our tuck our chin around our spine. Feel a lengthening through your tail. And then as you inhale, pretend you're a happy cow smelling the roses. Lift your nose, release your hips, and move your body at your own pace through your cat and cow, flexing through the spine. If you want to make some minor adjustments for your body, check in. Maybe that means your toes are tucked. Maybe that means that you wag your tail a little bit or move your body like water. You can come and go out of that too, right? Sometimes when I'm in happy cow, I tuck my toes. When I'm in mad cat, I do something different with my fingertips or with the palms of my hands. And then connect back to the beat with your breath, right? Your breath is the music. Your body. So, most importantly, when you first transition into your pose, you want to check in. You're probably not really breathing pranayama practice, right? You're not breathing with intention. You're back in your automatic zone. And that's okay because you're trying to check in on your body. You're feeling the earth. You're listening to the sound of my voice. But once you arrive, be there. Let the breath take over. Let the poses come secondary to the breath. Even if the pose morphs into something other than cat-cow, yes. Deep inhales, deep exhales. We're going to neutralize the spine back to tabletop. We're going to reverse our breathing pattern just to prove that you can still stay alive, even if you're inhaling on mad cat and exhaling on happy cow. So try not to interrupt your breath pattern because your yoga guide has invited you to inhale on happy cow. Don't just stop your body and try to match those words, but rather do what's intuitive for you sometimes, yes? Maybe there's a reason why your body feels better when the inhale is in a different flexion of the spine. So take a few moments and just observe the body moving with the opposite flexion of breath here. Inhaling on mad cat, exhaling on happy cow. Maybe you do a little lion's breath. Instead of happy cow, you're passionate lion. Look how that worked out. Now we're really releasing tension. Yes. Also, tip numero whatever. Don't be embarrassed. When in doubt, close your eyes and go invisible, like I tell my children in yoga. We're gonna take two more rounds. You're gonna gently bring yourself back to a tabletop. And then I will invite you to move your body intuitively, maybe making big circles, making figure eight, wagging your puppy tail from side to side, ear to shoulder, whatever feels best. Once you pick your movement, get back to your breath. We're gonna start to speed this up in a gentle way so that you can check in and see if you can keep connected with your breath through your movements. Today's practice isn't about, are you making the perfect shape with your body for the yoga pose? We wanna make sure you feel safe, nothing hurts. But it is about, can you keep the breath in the pose? I'll give you lots of options today. So take a few more rounds. Yes, yes, yes. All right. And then from a nice gentle tabletop, we're going to lengthen the right foot behind us. We're gonna press the earth away from us. We're just gonna open up the back of that leg. We're gonna press through those toes. You have an option to lift those toes off of the mat. The eyes can stay toward the earth in between your thumbs. The toes are pointed away from your nose. And now point your toes toward your nose. Inhale, point. Exhale, flex. Keep moving through your points and flex with your inhales and exhales. Only moving that right foot through the ankle, through the toes. This is a powerful pose, so if you get a little bit tired, you can release that knee or drop down to your forearms. Only moving as fast as your breath, right? Taking a deep inhale and deep exhale, like the toes are moving through space, not just flexing from one to the other. They're drawing a little half moon. We're gonna take one more round and then we're gonna release that knee. And we're gonna move the body to get rid of any tension from that very powerful balancing pose that we just did. If you like, you can flip those fingers towards your knees and open up through the forearms if you are feeling a little tension happening in the body, through the wrist. Little carpal tunnel vibes. And when you're ready, yogis, we're gonna take it on the opposite side. Back to tabletop, lengthen through the left leg. Feel the toes in the mat, press the earth away from you through the palms of your hands, opening up through the back of your leg. And then as you shift your weight forward, right? So your shoulders are stacked on top of your wrist. You're gonna lift that foot up off of the mat if you like. You can also hover it. You can also keep it tucked and you can just slide your toes from point to flex, yes? So you'll feel your toes painting your mat behind you, or they're floating in the sky. You can also take variations of both if you need a break. And remember, what's touching the earth, that's what's supporting you. So if you have spaghetti fingers, or it doesn't feel good, make those gentle adjustments for you. Breathing and pointing and flexing, making the mind-body connection here, yes? Also, we ask a lot of our hands and toes in yoga, so we might as well go ahead and invite them to the dance right away instead of waiting till the last minute. One more round of breath. We're gonna release everything back to where we found it. You're gonna move the body intuitively. You're gonna release any tension that just came up for you. Reconnect with your breath, feel the earth beneath you. Let it go. That's right. We're not going to take too many inversions in today's practice because breathing upside down is a whole nother thing. We're gonna slowly begin to draw that right foot in between the hands for a low lunge variation as you slide that left leg as far away from you as possible. If this doesn't feel good, you can keep it more with that knee bent right under that left hip. So knee can either be right under the left hip or you can slide it nice and long for a low lunge behind you. Take a look down at your right side and lift those toes off of the mat and slowly reground them back toward the earth. When you feel grounded here, we're gonna slowly press through that right foot and we're gonna lengthen as the hands float to the sky. The eyes can follow your fingers. We're gonna slowly just move the hands. We're gonna keep the bottom part of our body still. As the hands come down, tuck your chin into chest, releasing the back of the neck, and inhale up. Now that you know what the movement is, let's bring ourselves back to grounding, back to breath, back to the beat, so that the body moves with the breath. I'm gonna come out of the pose. If you need to make adjustments to your body here, please honor that, and then bring yourself back to moving your body with the breath. Inhaling as the hands go up and exhaling as the hands release. Don't forget to tuck your chin into chest on the end, releasing the back of that neck. Blankets under the knees for a little bit more connection and support for the body here. If you like, this can be a big hip opener, a deeper stretch in that right quadricep, or you can lessen that stretch by keeping that back knee a little bit more right under that hip. Yes? Yeah. Your eyes are starting to follow the fingers at the top, right? Which in yoga we call drishti. So where the eyes go, the body follows is the idea there. So if you're in a balancing pose and you're looking down, maybe that draws you toward the earth. If you're looking up, that draws you toward the heavens. You can lift your body just like when you were inhaling and getting lighter. You can exhale and get a little bit more grounded. That's the idea there. Take one more round. And then the hands will float to the earth on an exhalation, releasing everything. Tuck the back toes, lift that knee. And we're going to shift our weight through the back toes as our crown of our head floats toward the front of the mat and back, just undulating through that leg, through that foot. And then eventually we're going to take this into like a half split variation. So we're going to slowly shift our weight back and we're going to lengthen through that front leg. Just take a moment here, enjoy the stretch. If you need to bend a knee or two, honor that. You can drop that back knee and only lengthen that front leg. If that feels good, you can have both legs lengthened in a pyramid variation. Check in with your body here. Once you check in with your body and you feel good about holding the pose, let's bring it back to the breath. You're not anticipating what's happening next. You're only focused on, are you breathing? Yeah. One more round. You're gonna slowly bend that front knee, find a low lunge yet again. And then from your low lunge on your right side, you're gonna step that left foot forward and into a little bit of a forward fold here. Knees are bent. Take a look down at your toes, lift them off of the mat as you shift your weight towards your heels. And then slowly shift your weight back and drop your toes. Feel every part of your feet pressing into the earth. We're going to slowly roll up. Let your head rise last. You're listening, so you're probably not really focused on your breath. You're inhaling all the way through your fingertips as your nose floats to the sky. And then exhale your hands to your heart center and let everything release back to the earth. We're going to go ahead and take those fingers all the way down as we hinge at the hips. You can bend your knees as soon as it makes sense for your body. And then we're gonna step the opposite foot back. So right foot back, readjust, take a moment, make sure everything lines up. That left knee is just over that left ankle, yes? Low lunge here. And let's take a moment, let's drop that knee, flatten that foot. Let's go ahead and shift our weight into that front foot and lift those toes and drop them one by one. We're gonna inhale the hands up. Exhale them down. We're going to take several rounds here. So now that you know what you're doing, reconnect your body to the earth and your breath to the beat. We're going to create a little theme today. So you're going to come back to this over and again. If a thought enters into the mind and the thought isn't pain, right? So that you need to make a physical adjustment, then you bring yourself back to a moment of, I hear that thought. I have gratitude for my body, for my practice, and then find your breath yet again. Reground, regroup. Few more rounds. And on your exhale, the hands will float to the earth. If not already, you can tuck your toe, lift that knee. If you want to keep that knee down, honor that. We're going to lengthen through that front leg and just stretch it out here. Any variation you like, even if it looks different on this side than it did on the other, right? Maybe this is your old college knee problem side, you know? So be mindful that part of honoring your practice is knowing what you came to the mat with. Your yoga teacher has no idea if you're bringing that old college knee with you today. So if you need to do something different on this opposite side, please do, is the point. Once you figure that out, breathe into your body. Yes. Sometimes it's just a Saturday snow knee too. Like, why aren't you working for me? One more round here, yogis. We're gonna slowly bend at that front knee. Make some gentle adjustments so that you find your low lunge yet again. And then we're gonna move through those back toes as we shift our weight from front to back, back to front, undulating through the body, releasing any tension. Again, you should be more in a low lunge here. So make those adjustments for your body so that you can really go through the back of those toes. Yes. Also, I don't want to leave you with injuries. Checking in with what's touching the earth and making sure your breath is matching the movement of your body. Yes. And when you're ready, as you shift through the tips of your toes, you're going to fold forward. Both feet are going to come together. Go ahead and draw your belly button into your body. We're going to really exaggerate our spine into a mad cat's back. So tucking your chin, rounding your spine, bending your knees, fold forward, drawing the belly button in, and then look down at your toes, lift them, drop them one by one, slowly rise. You're going to create like a little C curve in your pelvis. As you start to lengthen into a standing pose, your pelvis will dip toward the earth and then lengthen through your tailbone, releasing your glutes. Inhale your hands up. Take your eye gazes up to the sky. This time we're going to exhale into a little heart opener, baby back bend. Inhale, rise. We're going to take two more, so make them worth it with a nice, delicious exhale. Yes. Inhale, rise. And let's hear it. Inhale, up. Swan dive, nice and slow. Like your fingers are going through thick honey. No bees are mad at you. And you're slowly finding a forward fold. Your knees will bend when you need them to. You're gonna half lift. Let those fingertips graze your shins all the way to your knees. We're gonna take two more. Exhale when your fingers come all the way back down. And then two more, but use your breath. We're not holding any inversions for too long. On the last one, you're going to step out into your first plank, but then you're going to drop your knees. As you drop your knees behind you, you're going to take a little sill pose or like a little upward dog variation. So knees are now on the mat, feet are flat, and you're like a little sill that's just sunbathing, getting a nice deep flexion through your lumbar spine. If this doesn't feel good, you can stick your tail up toward the mat. Maybe tuck your chin into your heart here. And then we're going to press into a child's pose variation of choice. Maybe it's a wide-legged balasana. Your belly hangs in between your thighs. You sink your pelvis into the earth. You open up through the hips. Maybe the knees are together. Belly rests atop of the thighs. Maybe there's a block under your forehead. If this doesn't feel good, check in with your body. Do something a little bit different for you today. Bring yourself back to feeling what's touching the earth, so grounding your body. And then connect your breath with the beat. And let's bring some awareness to what's happening with the beat in your breath. The beat might be going a little faster. Is that bringing any anxiety up, any butterflies in the belly? Feel free to draw your breath right under the beat. Maybe your inhale is several rounds of beats and your exhale is several more rounds. So maybe you're not beat for beat, but you're connected in some way to that vibration. Yes? All right. As you inhale, I invite you to open the mouth and let some exaggerated loud exhales escape your body. And let's do that for a few rounds, please. Yeah. Ooh. Now, this is a yoga you can do daily. Lovely. Now, from my vantage point, you sound right on with the music. It sounds like an orchestra here. Beautiful prana. Feeling that diaphragm, filling your lungs, filling up with oxygen, pressing into your rib cage through the back of your body, feeling the breath through the side body, the hips. All places, it's like you're just blowing up like a beautiful balloon and then just letting it all go. Yeah. All right, yogis, we're going to start to move the body a little bit more here. You're going to come into tabletop. Take your time arriving. Maybe the eyes are soft. Start to move the body intuitively. That's right. And then we're going to come to tabletop. We're going to shift our weight into our left hand. Right hand's going to come to the sky. We're going to stick that right hip out. We're not going to thread the hand under. We're going to enjoy this deep heart opener, deep side body twist, nice release through the side of the body, but we're going to focus on the breath. Yes. Feel that left hand pressing into the earth. Feel yourself get a little bit more lengthened through that left arm. And then slowly, as you exhale, everything's gonna come down to where you found it. Gently shift your weight opposite side and breathe. Ah, like you're just breathing all the sunshine down onto you. Breathing into that hip, breathing into the lower parts of your body. And on your next exhale, bring it back. We're gonna walk those fingertips forward. You're gonna look down in between your arms, in between your elbows. You're gonna let that neck get heavy. It's gonna feel like your shoulders are lifting up behind you. You are in an inversion here. If this is too much, make some gentle adjustments for you. The forehead can come all the way down if not already. Getting a deeper stretch through the back if that feels good. Maybe tabletop feels a little bit more accessible today. Maybe something in between, a little puppy pose. Yes. We're gonna shift back to our little sill. So knees are still grounded, heart lifts, shoulders come into the ears and float behind you, pressing the earth away from you. Again, this is a deep stretch. Tuck your chin into your chest, release your neck. And now we're going to stack those legs on top of each other, dipping that right hip down to the mat. And then opposite side. Now that you know the movement, We'll release our wrist here in just a moment, I promise. Go ahead and focus on your breath. We'll take one more round each side. Those of you who practiced this morning already with me are probably like, oh my goodness. More child's pose, please. We're gonna come back, yogis. Yes. We're gonna tuck our toes behind us. We're gonna walk our hands toward our knees. We're gonna come into a yogi ball. A block can be under your hands, hips. You can wrap your hands and turn it into a balancing challenge. Most importantly, take a moment, recognize what's supporting you first, order of operation here, and then reconnect with intentional practice, yoga of the breath. You are in a balancing challenge, so maybe this changes your breath work. Maybe your breath gets intentional and then you become less able to hold. Then you reground yourself and you start all over. And that happens throughout your practice. One more round here. Yes, yes. Eventually make your way into a gentle forward fold with your knees bent. You were just here earlier, yes? Bent knees here. Yeah, take a moment. And now we're gonna sweep into our first chair pose, a nice powerful pose here. Hands are gonna take up space like the sun is rising. And then they're gonna land overhead. Shoulders are gonna come into your ears. Or, yeah, lift up into your ears. And then as they float down into your body, you're gonna feel yourself sinking. So let's do that again. Lift your shoulders into your ears. Hands are reaching up. And then go ahead and sink it back and then sink your tail. Yeah. We're going to sweep our hands behind us like we're downhill skiing. Lift our hearts. And then as we float everything up, we rise. Exhale, heart opener. Inhale up. And a slow swan dive. Hinging at those hips. We're going to half lift. Bend the knees, reverse sweep it all the way up. Hands are going to come together, heart center. Yes. Let's go ahead and take a mountain pose, Tadasana. If your hands don't feel good here, you can bring them to heart center on your hips, airplane, cactus. Most importantly, what is touching the earth? What is grounding you? Work your way up from there. Release tension along the way. Releasing the back of the knees, the hips, the glutes, the lower back. Letting your shoulders get nice and relaxed, floating behind you as your heart gets a little bit more pronounced. Feeling the crown of your head floating to the sky, but your jaw, your cheeks, your eyebrows are all relaxed here. Your hands are wherever they may be, yes? Reconnect with your breath. Breathe in such a way where it feels like you're just floating off of your mat toward the sky. And then as you exhale, you get more grounded. You might even get a little dizzy with that visualization. That's right. Breathing through the pose. All right, we're gonna turn this into a bit of a balance challenge. So we're gonna inhale the hands up on your next inhale. Exhale them back to your heart center. And then from here, yogis, we're gonna shift our weight towards our left side. So you're not gonna stick that left hip out. You're gonna stay nice and lengthened. And you're gonna shift into that standing leg in such a way that you can just slide that right foot behind you. Keep that back toe pressed into the earth here. Bring your hands to airplane, palms facing down, shoulders relax out of the ears. And you can stay here. This is a powerful pose for that standing leg. You can probably even feel that. You can start to lift that back toe off of the mat for warrior three variation. Maybe taking it into that standing leg until you're in full airplane mode. Yogi's choice. Once you arrive, see if you can find your breath again. If it's a hard time finding your breath, back out of that pose so that your breath catches back up to the body, and then retry to progress that pose if you like. At any time, if you're holding your breath, trying to get into Warrior Three, you are officially doing gymnastics, not yoga. Officially. Yeah, kick that blanket out of the way. When you're ready, an exhale will take you out of the pose, yogis. Hands to your hips. Let's go ahead and wiggle it out. You can pedal it out. You can wiggle it out. You can salsa dance. Whatever gets the tension out of the body. Yeah. All right. Release any tension that's happening in the face. No resting face, right? No resting bleep. Okay. Inhale up. Yeah. We don't realize how much we're like clenching the jaw. I know I do. Go ahead and bring it back. Take a moment here in this pose as you shift your weight into the opposite standing leg. Check in with that hip. Sometimes our hip wants to help us. We don't need the hip's help, right? We're going to keep nice and strong and lengthen all the way through the armpit. And once you feel that, as you shift your weight and lift up, like a martial artist, right? We're lifting up all the way through the Mulabandha, through Uddiyana, all the way up, right? So through the pelvic floor, that toe can linger, it can lift. You can draw airplane arms, or you can take it to a new variation on this side with your hand, superhuman variations. Whatever makes sense for your body here. Once you get into the pose, check back on that breath. Bring the breath back. That's right. Noticing how different it is when you ground yourself into the posture with your body, not your neighbor's body, not my body, yours. And then you invite the breath in and let the breath completely control the pose. Totally different than trying to breathe into the pose and then ground later. One more round of whatever it is you're doing. And then slowly bring yourself back and let it go. Wiggle it out, release that tension that was in the body. Yes, that's right. All right, lovelies. So we're going to inhale our hands up. If you want to take a deeper back bend, a little cup of espresso, honor that. Otherwise, heart opener for you. Inhale up, slow swan dive. Take your time. Every time we move the body slow, it's like we're reiterating to the brain that we are here on purpose. So it's nice to have a nice mix of vinyasa flow with hatha yoga. Stepping back into a gentle plank, taking it one leg at a time, right? That's right. We're going to drop that right knee. Shift our weight into the right hand. Let that back foot come down 90 degrees. Let that ankle move intuitively. Left hand to the sky. Eyes can fall or ground your eyes toward the earth. Remember, wherever your eyes go, if your eyes are toward the earth, not only are you releasing your neck, but you're also grounding your energy a little bit more. If your eyes are up, maybe you're progressing the pose. Maybe you're inviting a bit of a balance challenge to your practice. Can't believe you drove all the way over here. You can join in whenever you want, Miss Britt. You're perfect. We're going to take one more round of breath, noticing if you grounded your energy first, invited the breath in, you were probably able to really get deeper into the pose, whatever variation of that was for you. And then slowly let your eyes reground you back to the mat. Body parts will follow, right? And then step it back. Maybe take a little sit on a rock. Maybe wiggle your hips. Do whatever makes sense for your body here. Don't worry, we invite the distraction, right? We want some distraction so we can see if we are about this pranayama practice. We want to know if we're all about it. All right, lovelies. When you find your tabletop, take a moment, acknowledge the earth beneath you. That way, we're not already ungrounded before we get there. And then we're going to slowly take your side plank on the other side. So, as you lengthen through, That right leg, shift your weight into that left hand. That back foot's going to intuitively come down, ideally, right? Right hand to the sky. Eyes can follow or stay grounded. It doesn't have to mirror the other side exactly. Check in with what your body's doing. Invite the breath back to your practice. If at any time you're holding your breath to hold the pose, come out of it. Reevaluate where you're at. Maybe you're not as grounded. Maybe your hand's not under your shoulder. Check in and see, why am I having a tough time holding the pose and my breath? Especially if you know that you are in the mood for the pose, physically, mentally. It could just be that you are not able to maintain the pose because you're not positioned in a way that helps you. Short of kicking your neighbor out of the way, right? You want to check in with if you are on your mat in a way that is helpful for your body. And when you're ready, you're going to exhale out of it. Now, a little tip for my teachers in the room as you step into plank and then come into full up dog, you can also drop those knees. We're going to go into our first down dog for some of us, although I did see some other dogs in the house earlier on their intuitive practice. From your first down dog, go ahead and pedal it out. So, for my teachers that are listening in on this, when your guide is teaching the class, the more I talk, the less likely you're probably breathing because you're listening to me. You're trying to decide if I'm saying something important or not. So, you really want your students to get into their body. You're going to give them 5 to 6 rounds of breath, and you're going to shush. So, with that said, I'm going to shush. Feel free to take any other variations of downward facing dog that's in your practice. If this doesn't feel good, child's pose, dolphin pose, dropping those forearms to the earth. And now that I've given you some gentle instructions, find your breath in silence, please. Breathe to the beat. Since yogis don't do math that often, we're gonna walk those toes to meet the hands when you're ready. If you're in a child's pose variation, take your time arriving to a forward fold. Bend those knees. We're gonna come all the way down to yogi ball. Take your time arriving. We're gonna swivel toward the left, toward the side mirrors. If you are practicing on Zoom, you're gonna swivel toward the side of your mat. And then we're going to step it out into Murasana or yogi squat. If this is too much for your practice today, sit on a block, sumo squat, and feel free to just come down on your knees and sit on your knees. If this is still too much, you can meet the purpose of this pose by drawing your tail to the earth, bringing your feet together into like a cobbler or butterfly, right? It's a hip opener. If you are sitting on something like a block or something else, a chair, I want you to feel that pressure as you're sinking into that object. So you don't want to hover over it like a public restroom, right? You want to dive deeper into whatever you're seated on. Just giving you some context. The idea is that you want to be grounded. So you can't ground your feet to the earth, but not your tail to the block or your tail to the chair. You want to feel that groundedness. So once you feel grounded, invite your breath back, and I will give you some time to be, come out of the pose at any time if it quits making sense for your body. Bring it into something new. One more round of breath here. Those of you who are in Malasana or Yogi Squad, you're going to slowly rise, tail to the sky. The rest of you stay where you're at, doing what you're doing. I'll get us all down to the earth. If you're in a standing forward, wide-legged forward fold here, go ahead and heel toe all the way in into your regular forward fold. We're going to slowly bend the knees, come back into Yogi Ball. We're going to swivel toward the front of our mats, and you're going to drop your knees. Go ahead and shift your feet out in front of you into a seated pose, Dandasana or staff pose variations. We're going to come over here. Go ahead and inhale and just butterfly them down by your side. Get real heavy when you arrive. Go ahead and tuck your chin towards your chest. Hands just float down. Take a moment here and let the full expression of Dandasana or staff pose. Even if that means you're going to mind, even if that means you're going to encapsulate through your heart and let your belly come in towards your body. From here, we're going to walk our fingertips toward the front of our mat. Goal is not to touch the toes here. You can even wrap your hands under your knees. And we're just going to sink into our body a little bit more, coming into a bit of a shell. Really releasing through those knees here, though. And then on your next exhalation, so take a deep inhale. And as you exhale, walk those fingers back towards your hips. We're going to draw the bottoms of the feet together. You can be in a nice extended diamond, or your heels can come closer to your pelvis. Any variation in between. Take a moment here. Keep your chin tucked around your spine and let yourself get heavy. If it's in your practice to draw your nose towards your toes, you can also do that. So as long as once you ground, you can hold the pose with your breath, moving through your body. Yeah. With your breath, take a little moment to invite intention as your feet are pressing into each other. And then take a deep inhale, and as you exhale, slowly release out of the pose. We're going to lengthen those legs. We're going to come down on forearms. So we're not going to do like a Navasana boat pose Pilates roll down. We're just going to come down nice and easy. Making our way all the way on our back. We're gonna go ahead and take our hands overhead, getting a nice satyr, yay, stretch. Ooh. Yes. And then we're gonna draw the knees into our body, and we're gonna paint the sun up there to melt some of that snow so you get home safely. And you're going to enjoy this nice massage that might be showing up for you in both directions when you're ready. Again, start to notice the breath, maybe moving the body with your breath. When you're ready, yogis, those feet are going to come to the mat. Knees are still pointing to the sky. Go ahead and walk those feet out, mat width apart. Let the knees collapse into each other for a nice internal rotation. This might feel really tight because you're used to your hips laying out in a nice open rotation of the hips. So you're drawing everything together here. See if you can connect back with your breath, even though there might be some tightness in the hips here. We're going to begin to close the practice up here in a few minutes. Before we do, I invite some nice windshield wipers to enter into your body. As you inhale the knees up, you exhale them down, only going as fast or as slow as the breath can mimic the movement with the body. Yes. Releasing any tension in the lower back. And take a few more rounds, and I will invite you to check in with your body. It doesn't have to be a yoga pose. It feels good to draw the knees together and just let them slide to one side, maybe shifting your hips over to the opposite side and just hanging out there or taking a gentle twist or anything else, right? This is always the hardest part because you're like, well, what do you want me to do? It could be as simple as giving your earlobes a massage. Just love on your body here. We're going to end today's practice before Shavasana with a guided pranayama practice that we'll do collectively. So take a few more rounds of just getting whatever needs to happen with your body out. And we'll slowly start to bring ourselves into a nice Shavasana pose or just lying down on our back. For some of you, you might enjoy bringing the bottoms of the feet together, doing something different. So please just pay attention to what makes sense for you. I'm going to slowly start to lower the music here. Take a moment and feel the earth beneath your body. Become reacquainted with your body, completely pressing into your mat here. Taking a moment and just noticing your breath, just feeling your inhales and exhales. Release any tension that's happening in between the eyebrows, any tension that's happening in your jaw. Checking in with any tension that's happening in the back of the neck, allowing an exhale to release that. Releasing the shoulders down to the earth. Letting the elbows get nice and relaxed. The palms of your hands are released. Feeling a nice, gentle relaxation through the hips, the pelvis, the glutes. Feeling a release through the back of the knees. Ankles and each and every toe. Bringing your awareness to a nice deep inhale and exhale. And I will guide you through a gentle pranayama practice. We're going to inhale 8 counts, hold for 2 counts, and exhale for 8 counts. When you're ready, let's begin. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold, hold, release, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. On the next one, you're going to inhale 8 counts, hold 4, and exhale on 4 counts. And when you're ready, let's begin. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold, 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 hold. Release 4, 3. 2, 1. On this final one, we will inhale 8, hold 1, open your mouth, and let it go. When you're ready, let's begin. Inhale 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold, release. Take your final resting pose here. Relax. Going to begin to breathe life into the body, wiggling the toes, the fingers, your nose. Perhaps rolling over onto one side of the body, drawing the knees into your body, giving yourself a gentle hug. And as you enjoy this moment, allow deep inhalation to enter into the body. And as you exhale, slowly allow your body to rise to a seated posture of choice, taking as much time as you need. And once you arrive, maybe the eyes are soft or closed. You can take any mudra of choice or draw your hands to your heart or in namaste. Take a moment here and slowly tuck your chin into chest. Let's just offer ourselves love and gratitude. Let's send lots of love and gratitude all around the room to each other. And may we send lots of love out into our community, wishing everyone to be safe and careful and weather that most porteños are not used to. And may we inhale all of those wonderful intentions, but practice non-attachment and let it go. Yes. All right, yogis, we did it. Thank you for being here. Go in peace. Namaste. Ah. Thank you, thank you. So if you plan to attend this 11 a.m. class, it's the Foundations of Yoga. We'll keep building on it every week. Next week, we'll be building in props into the class, all of them, how you can use your body as a prop. So it'll be fun to get you back into your practice or teachers that are in the room to help you kind of figure out what you can add to your students' practice. All righty. Be careful. Take your time. If you're staying, yay. If you're leaving, mwah. And those of you on Zoom, we will probably keep this party going all the way through to 3:30. So come and go as you please, my dears. Take a bio break. If there are teachers in the room that want to get some lab time in between, then please do. So basically what you would do to get lab time in between classes, so 12 to 12:30, it'll still be 30 minutes even if you're taking bio breaks and stuff. So it is what it is. Okay, yay. Then basically you can either pair up or collectively, depending on who's all in the room at that time, can go over something that needs to be demonstrated, right? So So I would advise that you work on today's lab. So maybe just kind of getting prepared. Yes, those are all clean. Getting prepared for, thank you, by the way. Getting prepared for lab time, where you're breaking down warriors, I believe, warrior three in particular. We're gonna go over Tadasana progressions as well. So, because we didn't get to that last week. So you can take some lab time to do that. Yes. Puppies bio break. Otherwise, you'll get your lab time in. Don't worry. I have lots of opportunities in module two and three. I am going to turn the sound off on Zoom, so it's going to go radio silent, and then I'll bring it back at 12:30.
Thank you so much for listening to Yoga Podcast created in 2018. Did you know that you can listen to hundreds of free audio yoga classes dedicated to meditation, mindfulness practices, and of course, asana, as well as tons of amazing information for your personal and sacred practice on and off of the mat? Check out today's show notes for a link to my website, lovebreezybreeyoga.com. You will also find a link to iloveyogatherapy.org, a new online resource center for yoga therapy and somatic healing practices and techniques. You will find a ton of information, videos and articles and case studies if you are interested in learning more about yoga therapy and Ayurvedic practices. Thank you so much for listening. Go in peace. Namaste.